Hello everyone, welcome to Embrace Equity podcast, where we explore the topic on diversity, equity and inclusion across the organization. We have with us today VP Operations, TSM, NMB and Graphene, Mr. Subodh Pandey. Welcome sir. In today's episode, we'll be discussing on how to ensure diversity is given focus along with the focus areas and challenges faced by new units. Beginning with the first question, sir, what do you think is the importance of diversity, equity and inclusion in workplace?
So, as far as diversity is concerned, apart from women and other underrepresented groups, I would also include the next generation or the new generation as part of diversity. Because clearly, they bring a different perspective during any decision making. Also, I've seen a lot of creativity and freshness of ideas during a brainstorming session. And finally, I think diversity also brings maturity to the organization because people start to understand each other's views, each other's aspects, which is actually good for the organization. As far as equity is concerned, I have always believed that there is no intellectual hierarchy in the organization. It is important to give equal access to all employees so that each one thinks that their idea is being heard. As far as inclusion is concerned, it is important to foster a sense of value and empowerment in the employees. Only then we can have an engaged workforce.
And why is it essential to focus on diversity and inclusion, particularly when new units are acquired?
I don't know about other units, but as far as Bhushan Steel is concerned, it had a culture of tell versus ask. A typical bureaucratic structure where people are used to doing the same job for so many years. Also, each leader works in silos and sometimes divide and rule is the culture. So unless we focus on diversity and inclusion, allow people to rotate, allow them to give their own ideas, implement new things on their own, the culture of continuous improvement at the shop floor will never happen. Similarly, collaboration with each other and across departments will not happen unless everyone understands and appreciates the constraints that each plant has. And the team jointly elevates the bottom line.
At last, what are the challenges in promoting diversity, equity and inclusion at TSM, which is spread across the locations?
So, I won't say spread, but I would say working in such remote locations has unique challenges. But literally all locations, we had to start from fresh. It's also a chicken and egg story because since there was no women workforce, no one would want to join. So in the beginning, we made a conscious effort to ensure 50% women employees whenever we went to the campus for recruitment, for especially the GTs. And now with SBTs and JP hiring that is happening, we are ensuring that most of the women employees join us. As far as challenges is concerned, one is about bringing the policies, which is
bringing uniformity of policy that he has.
But it's more importantly, it is about understanding the policy. We're also struggling with setting up the infrastructure inside the plant. Also, such locations, probably except Hyderabad, we do not have good place to stay or places to visit or enjoy after work. So creating opportunities within the colony for entertainment is one of the biggest challenges that we have. We are trying to tie up with buildings nearby for lady employees to stay. I think one way to involve them is to make them part of teams which are driving improvement projects. Send them to Jamshedpur more often to see how things happen there. Give them opportunities to participate in various events and functions which happen in the colony. In fact, recently there was a scenario planning workshop which happened in which two of the young GTs women participated and contributed in a significant way. So these are some of the challenges, but we're still working on how to overcome them.
Thank you for joining us on Embrace Equity Podcast. We look forward to continue this important conversation.